Blog Talk Radio.
Send a revival, Lord, send a revival, and let it begin with me. Hallelujah, Lord, send a revival, Lord, send a revival, Lord, send a revival, and let it begin with me. Hallelujah, Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. And let it begin with me. Hallelujah, Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. And let it begin with me. Hallelujah, Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. And let it begin with me. I can hear that mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear that mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We welcome you. I can hear that mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear that mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear that mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, we welcome you. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. I can hear the mighty rushing wind. It is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. He's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We welcome you. I can hear mighty rushing wind. He's coming from the Lord. We praise thee, O Lord, for the Son of the Lord. For Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, then the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O Lord, for the Son of the Lord. For Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory, revive us again. We praise thee, O Lord, for the Son of thy Lord. For Jesus who died and is now gonna boot. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revival, send him. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revival, send. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revival, send him. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revival, send him. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro, coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, and delivers. God is good. We thank God for today. Today, we're going to be talking about why revival tarries. Why revival tarries. And I tell you, God is working already. The devil is not going to win. Jesus is a winner. We are winners. Because Jesus won, we are winners also. God is already starting his revival, Holy Ghost sent revival, miracle revival, deliverance revival, anointed revival. And we thank God for what he has been doing right from the days of Abraham till now. More revivals are coming. God is going to do greater things. Yes, God is going to heal the sick, raise the dead. God is going to cast out devil. God is going to bless life. God is going to change life. God is going to transform people from sinners to saints. Yes. We thank God. We give him glory, honor, and adoration in Jesus' name. Our text is taken from Ezekiel chapter 37, from verses 1 to 14, the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, from verses 1 to 14, is the story of the dry bone. You know, Prophet Ezekiel, God told Prophet Ezekiel, go to the valley of dry bones and I will speak to you. And when he got there, God began to speak to him. So you see this valley of dry bones? Let you speak the word to them. And so he spoke the word of God to the valley of dry bones. And the bones began to come together. And as the bones were coming together, they began to arrange themselves. And then flesh began to come upon them. And they became living being, but no breath. And God spoke again. So let the Spirit of God come into these bones, come into this body. And so Prophet Ezekiel prophesied again, and the Holy Spirit breathed upon the people, and they became a living soul, an army of God's people. The whole of Ezekiel chapter 37, from verse 1 to the end, the very prophetic message, and it's a picture of what is happening even today, even though this was happening at that time. Even today, there is a valley of dry bones. People are dry spiritually, physically, financially. People are dry in every way, various ways in their lives, in their families, in their finances. People are dry spiritually, even in their prayer life. People are dry. Today, God asked me to prophesy to you that the Spirit of God is coming upon you. God is releasing His Spirit, His power, His anointing upon your life. God is releasing His anointing, His Spirit, and power upon you right now. And that dryness is going away. That dryness is going away. That dryness is going away. You are receiving the Spirit and the power, the anointing, the presence of God is coming upon your life right now. And every yoke of the enemy be destroyed because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, It is time for revival. Lord, send down the revival. It's a song and it's a prayer. In Psalm 85, verses 6 to 7, Psalm 85, verses 6 to 7, say, Lord, send down thy revival. A word of God, and at the same time, it is a prayer of God. Lord, send down thy revival. It is a song, and it is a prayer. Oh, yes, yeah, this prayer needs to be prayed. Lord, send down thy own revival. There is a revival of God. There is a revival of the Holy Spirit. There is a revival of Jesus Christ, a revival of God, the Father, God, the Son, the revival that comes from heaven. That is the revival we are talking about. We are not talking about revival of human beings. You know, men and women, they come together and put music there and begin to play music and jumping up and down and singing. All that is good, but when heaven sends revival to planet Earth, it will be history. Oh, yes, and it has happened so many times. Remember the days of Prophet Elijah? Prophet Elijah said, how long shall we be between two opinions? If Baal be God, then serve Baal. If there is an almighty God, then serve the almighty God. And the prophet of Baal, they prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and there was no answer to their prayer. And then Prophet Elijah, the man who had his God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, he called upon God, and God answered by fire. And all the people said, the God of Elijah is the true God. We shall worship the God of Elijah, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the only true and everlasting God. And all the people began to worship God. May we have that today. May God send us a revival that will quicken a whole nation to repent and turn back to God. And all the people, they turn to God immediately. That's what we need today. You know, revival is not some funfair, some entertainment. You know, people jumping up and down and clapping and singing. No. Yeah, it's a renewal, it's a visitation, you know, it's a new thing, it's an open heaven, it's an outpouring of the Spirit of God, the power and the anointing that transform and changes men and women, and it is apparent in the life of the people. Oh, yes, you will see a turning around, you will see a repentance, you will see people literally turn from Satan unto God. May God give us that type of revival today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your power down. Send thy power, also send thy rain to heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your power down. Send thy power, also send thy rain to heal the sick and raise the dead and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. May God make you the Elijah of today, the one who will turn the people away from Baal, turn them towards God. Yes, God is looking for such men and women. Lord, send us a revival. Remember the days of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1, 3, the prophet Jonah, God told him to go to Nineveh and prophesy to the people of Nineveh, preach repentance. Preach. People of Nineveh are too wicked. Prophet Jonah, go and pray to the people of Nineveh. And Prophet Jonah, instead of going to Nineveh, he was going to Tarshish. And God was angry with him, and he was thrown into the water. The big fish swallowed him and brought him to the shores of Nineveh. And when Prophet Jonah got to the shores of Nineveh, he began to preach the word of God. 40 days' time, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. 40 days' time, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. 40 days' time, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. The people of Nineveh heard the word of God. And they repented in sackcloth, even to their animals. Everyone had to repent. because the message of God has come from heaven. Yes, people began to turn from their wicked ways. They have to repent and seek the God of heaven, the God that created heaven and earth. And the people began to call upon God, and God had mercy upon them. And there was revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. There's going to be a revival in the land. Yes, there's going to be a revival in the land, in this nation, around the world. God's going to send us another revival that will turn the nations around, that will turn the people to God. We are praying for that to happen. Lord, send us a revival. Heavenly send revival. Not man's revival. Not people's revival. Not church revival. You know, not organized revival of man. We're talking about God opening the heaven and sending us what he has for us. May that happen in our day. In the name of Jesus Christ. You remember in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, that was the third revival that hit planet Earth. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, from verses 1 to 10, you read about how the outpouring, the Pentecost on the day of Pentecost, the believers, 120 believers in the upper room, they were praying unto God, praying unto God, praying unto God. For 10 days, they waited in the upper room, 120 believers in the upper room praying unto God, and the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit came down, the power of God came down, the anointing, the presence of God came down and filled. And then the people began to speak in tongues. They experienced a visitation from on high. Yes, and the people experienced the power of God, the anointing of God, the presence of God, the glory of God, the Shekinah of God. And the church began to move forward. They began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with signs, wonders, and miracles. The sick were healed, miracles, signs, and wonders. Here began to enter the people that there is a living God. And people began to serve and worship the living God, the God that created heaven and earth, the God that sent Jesus Christ to come and die for you and I to be saved. That is the true God. See, this generation needs a revival. You can see the coldness and the lukewarmness. You can see the compromise. All of a sudden, everywhere there is so much compromise. People are turning their back on God. I'm not talking about church, because everybody goes to church. Satan can even go to church. That's not the issue. We're talking about relationship with the Almighty God. How many people are really relating with the Lord Jesus Christ? How many people are really revived to the point where they have a definite revelation with the Lord God Almighty? People are just playing church. People are just deceiving themselves, covering up with church, and their life is zero. They have no relationship with the Almighty God. Jesus is not in them, and they are not in Christ. No, John 15, verse 7, it says, if ye abide in Christ, and the word of Christ abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in Jesus Christ, and the word of Jesus Christ abide in you, then you shall ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. How many people are really abiding? How many people are really remaining on the Lord Jesus Christ? How many people are really turned to the Lord Jesus Christ? How many people really have a relationship with the Lord God Almighty? All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. There is none holy. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That's why Jesus came to save us from our sins, to turn away our godliness from our lives, that we seek him and find him. God wants us to seek him. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God, and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. God wants us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto us. When people are not seeking God, you know that they need revival. When people are coming away from God, you know that they need revival. When there's so much compromise, there's so much immorality, there's so much selfishness and greed, there's so much backsliding, there's so much fraudulence, there's so much adultery and fornication, know that the people have fallen away. When there's idolatry, people worship Satan, worship the devil, they worship human beings, they worship God, they worship all kind of things. Know that they need revival. Look around you in this world today. There's so much apostasy. Yes, this is the high time Christians all over the world to begin to pray God to send us a revival. Yeah, we need another Azusa Street. Yeah, in 1906, there was the Azusa Street revival in California. In 1906, led by Reverend William Seymour, who led the prayer meeting in Azusa Street that led to the outpouring of the Spirit and the power of God in Azusa Street, California in 1906. And then there was a visitation from heaven. God opened the heavens and poured down his power. He poured down his Spirit. He poured down his anointing and his grace. And people began to seek the Lord. People were running into churches to pray. People were running to go and give their life to Jesus. Sinners were repenting. The thieves brought their guns and threw them away. The drug addicts, they brought out their drugs and threw them away. The prostitutes, they moved out of the brothels and began to seek God. And there was no crime because no one was committing any crime. Nobody is going to kill. Nobody is going to shoot. Nobody is going to do any evil to anybody. So there were no court cases. Can you imagine? There were no court cases. There were no crime. There was police had no job because the job would just be moving around and making sure everything was all right. But no one was hurting nobody. And the Spirit of God arrested the nation. And then if it affected several other nations, you know, those type of things should happen again. Yes, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We pray for a repetition of such visitation. Yes, God, do something new, that our joy will be full. We pray for a heavenly visitation today. It's a new day. It's a new hour. It's a new visitation in a bright new way. God in the sun, changing God's people and making them one. It's a new day. It's a new hour. A new visitation in a bright new way. God in the Father, God in the Son. Changing the people and making them one. It's a new day. It's a new hour. It's a new visitation in a bright new way. Exalting the Father, exalting the Son. Changing the people and making them one. It's a new day. It's a new visitation in a bright new way. God is changing the people. The Holy Spirit, the fire of God comes into your life and burns away sin and evil and immorality. The Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on me. Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on you. Like in the days of Pentecost, fire fall on us. Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on us. Holy Ghost, fire, fire fall on us. Like in the days of Pentecost, fire fall on us. As in the days of Pentecost, fire fall on us. Yes, the Holy Ghost fire should fall upon us today. Should fall upon you today. As you are hearing this word of God, the Holy Ghost fire is falling on you right now. Open your heart and receive. Let the Holy Ghost fire come into your life to burn away sin, to burn away sickness, to burn away evil, to burn away immorality, to burn away the works of the flesh, to burn away Satan and all the demons. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost fire, let it come into your life today. As in the days of Pentecost, fire fall on us. Like in the days of Pentecost, fire fall on me. As in the days of Pentecost, fire fall on us. Yes, we receive that fire. We receive that anointing. We receive the Pentecost of today. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Rabababa, Sandoriaba. Imblondo Yokondorobosa. Open your heart and receive. Ask God for a revival. Ask God to revive your spirit, soul, and body. Ask God to revive you in every area. Area that you have died spiritually. Let God revive you today. Revival means awakening. To awaken people from their slumber. Awake from thy slumber. Isaiah 52, verse 1. Awake, awake, O Zion. People of God, awake, awake. Awake the mighty men of God. Awake the mighty women of God. It is time for us to seek the Lord, for us to pray and seek the God of heaven to do things. God wants to heal the nations. God wants to heal our land. God wants to heal you. God wants to heal your family. God wants to heal you in every area, but you need to seek him. When you seek him, you will find him. Yes, awake, awake, awake. Isaiah 52, verse 1. Many people are sleeping. Spiritually, they are sleeping. They are just like the valley of dry bones. Yes, they are sleeping. They go to church, and yet they are sleeping in the spirit. They are not awake. Yes, they are like the ten virgins. Some of them were wise. Some of them were foolish. The wise virgins, they took extra oil. The oil represents the anointing, the Holy Spirit. The wise virgins, the five wise virgins, they took extra oil in their lamp. The five foolish virgins, they did not take any oil in their lamp. The five foolish virgins. And when the bridegroom came, only the five wise virgins were ready. The five foolish virgins, they have done the right thing at the wrong time. May that not happen to you in Jesus' name. A lot of people do the right thing at the wrong time. Doing the right thing at the wrong time. Now is the time to seek the Lord. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of righteousness. That is the time of holiness. Now is the time to pray. That is the time to ask God for a revival. Why will you go out and look for oil when the bridegroom has already come? May God deliver you in the name of Jesus. May God help you to know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father except by him. Do you want Jesus? You got to know him through his word. You got to know him through his spirit. You got to know him by listening to his word, by studying his word. You got to know him. You got to know him. They that know their God shall do exploits. They that know their God shall do exploits. The truth is what you must know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Prepare for war. Joel chapter 3, verse 9. The book of Joel chapter 3, verse 9. Wake up the mighty men. Prepare for war. Which war are we talking about? The war in the spirit. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For we wrestle. The devil is trying to take over. But the people of God must pray. They must bind and destroy the forces of evil. They must push back the powers of darkness. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And let Jesus be Lord over the whole earth. Yes, prepare for war. Joel chapter 3, verse 9. Prepare for war. We don't war after the flesh. We war after the spirit. We must war in prayers. We must war with the word of God. We must war in revival that will take over the earth. The devil should not have a place. We must occupy till Jesus come. Jesus said, occupy till I come. The devil should not have any place. The earth is the Lord and his fullness, the Lord. We got to occupy till Jesus will come. Wake up the mighty man. Oh, church of God all over the world. Are you sleeping? Awake, awake, awake. Isaiah 52 verse 1. God is saying to you, awake, awake, awake. Wake up from thy slumber and begin to pray and begin to seek the Lord and begin to study his word and begin to spend time in his presence. Let him speak to you. You got to hear from him. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Yes, come out of funfair. Come out of entertainment. The church is not an entertainment industry. Jesus came to the church one day and all they were doing was buying and selling. They were buying and selling in the church, and Jesus was very angry with them. How can you come into the house of God just to buy and sell? And Jesus took a cane and began to spank them and push them out and kick them out of the church. When Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. And that is the only passage in the scripture where Jesus was angry. Jesus was angry because they were doing something else in the house of God. My house shall be called a house of prayer. God's house, the church, the ministry, the fellowship is a place of prayer. It is not a place of entertainment, you know, Hollywood and all kind of funny funfair, you know, eating and drinking places, just like the days of Noah. In the days of Noah in the book of Genesis, the Bible says they were eating and drinking and marrying and jollying. And then the wind came, then the flood came and destroyed all the people because they will not be in the spirit. The God is calling us to come out of worldliness, to come out of compromise. The church is in the world and the world is in the church. No, the world doesn't have to swallow up. We are a royal priesthood, a holy people, a peculiar nation. We are a royal priesthood. Jesus is coming for a clean church, a church that has been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus is coming for a people who are ready. Jesus is not coming to rapture a compromised church. Jesus is not coming to rapture a church that is filled with immorality, uncleanliness. Jesus is not coming for a church that is backsliding, apostasy, no, abomination in the church. See, abomination all over the whole place, practicing Sodomy and Gomorrah. Instead of worshiping the true God, they are compromising with sin. Yes, God is not coming for ungodliness. God is coming for his people, a holy nation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. That's what it is. We are the ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater is Christ that is in us than the devil that's in the world. You don't have to compromise your faith. You got to live for Jesus. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may, thy Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may, thy Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Do you live for Jesus? You got to live in Christ. In Christ, you have hope. Christ in you is the hope of glory. If anyone be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You got to live a new life in Christ Jesus. That is the revival we're talking about. Old things must pass away, and all things must become new. You must live a new life in Christ Jesus. You must be prepared for the coming of the Lord. Are you prepared for the coming of the Lord? Jesus is coming to rapture his church. He's going to come just like a thief in the night. Matthew 24. Matthew's Gospel chapter 24, Jesus made it clear. So he's going to come like a thief in the night. And all eyes shall see him. And the dead in Christ shall arise first. And we who are alive shall be caught up to be with him in the air. Are you compromising? Are you living in sin and immorality? And when the trumpet shall sound, you will not be found. You will not be ready. Then Jesus said, two shall be grinding at the mill. One is taken, the other one is left behind. Two shall be riding together. All of a sudden, the trumpet sound. One is taken, the other is left behind. What are you doing today? Calling you to come out of Sodom. Come out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Come out of immorality. Come out of abomination. Come out of selfishness and greed. Come out of sin. Yes, this is a generation that needs revival. Let the Holy Spirit revive you today. That you will begin to seek the Lord. That you will find him when you will seek him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabbi Sando Robobo Sende. The Brownsville Revival in Florida. Pensacola, that was another one where God showed up. You know, the Wales Revival. All those took place. You know, God visited. Of course, God wants to visit you. God wants to come into your home. God wants to come into your family. Jesus wants to come to you. He wants to minister to you. Yes, he wants to revive you. The Holy Spirit quickens. The flesh profited little. It is the flesh that profited little, but the Holy Spirit quickens. The Holy Spirit revives. It is the Holy Spirit that revives. That's why the valley of dry bones, when the Holy Spirit came on them, they came alive and they began to live as an army of God's people. You know, the Holy Spirit, he revives, he quickens, he brings back to life. When the Holy Spirit quicken me, oh, the mighty Holy Ghost come quicken me. I have heard that gospel sound, and in Christ I must be found. Oh, the mighty Holy Ghost come quicken me, quicken me, quicken me. Oh, the mighty Holy Ghost come quicken me. I have heard a gospel sound, and in Christ I must be found. Oh, the mighty Holy Ghost come quicken me, quicken me, quicken me. Oh, the mighty Holy Ghost come quicken me. I have heard a gospel sound, and in Christ I must be found. Oh, the mighty Holy Ghost come quicken me. The Holy Spirit quickens you, revives you, brings you back to life. Yes, may the Holy Spirit come into your life right now. The Holy Spirit come into your finances, come into your business, come into your family, come into your home, and bring back to life every aspect of you that died. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is the revival. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it quickens your mortal body. It shall quicken your mortal body, if the Spirit dwells in you, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwell in you, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, we dwell in you, each a quickening your mortal body, if the Spirit dwell in you, each a quickening your mortal body, if the Spirit we dwell in you, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, we dwell in you, each a quickening your mortal body, if the Spirit we dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body, if the Spirit dwell in you. The Holy Spirit, if it dwells in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. The Holy Spirit quickens, it brings back to life every aspect of your life that died, the Holy Spirit comes upon you right now and bring it back to life. Every aspect of your ministry, your church that died, the Holy Spirit comes in there and quickens you and revives you right now. Every aspect of your family, every aspect of your business, every aspect of your finances, every aspect of your marriage or relationship that died, the Holy Spirit comes in there right now and quickens you, and quickens you, and revives you. He gives life. The Spirit giveth life. He that soweth to the flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall of the reap life everlasting. Can you imagine? When you sow to the flesh, then you reap corruption. When you sow to the Spirit, then you reap life everlasting. The Holy Spirit is all you need. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he empowers you to live a holy life. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he quickens your mortal body. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he revives you. You begin to seek God. You begin to move with God, to walk with God, to live with him, because you now have the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus. I pray today that you will experience another Pentecost. Yes, that you will experience another Pentecost. In the name of Jesus, experience another Pentecost. Be set free, be set loose. Yes, you in that spiritual teaching, the Lord Jesus sets you free now. You that the enemy have bound and oppressed, Holy Spirit set you free now, loses you now, brings you out of that dungeon. Begin to worship Christ in spirit and in truth. You see, they that worship him shall worship him in spirit and in truth. God is his spirit. The Almighty God is his spirit, and we that worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what it's all about. You're not going to worship God in flesh. A lot of people worship God in flesh. They go to worship God because of other reasons, several other reasons why they go to church or go to the place of worship. But when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all other things shall be added unto you. Yes, seek him now when you can find him. It is too late to cry when the head is chopped off. You know, the rich man and Lazarus died and went into the kingdom of God. The rich man died and went to hell. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And he said, oh, Lazarus, dip your hand in the water and send me some water to drink. Lazarus said, no, I can't even send you some water, because up here, the gap is too much between us and you. So we're not going to be able to send you water. Oh, say, oh, Lazarus, now send some preacher to go to the earth and tell them to repent, that they shouldn't come over to hellfire. It's too late to cry when the head is chopped. Jesus is calling you today to repent and accept Jesus Christ and turn away from your wicked ways and begin to live a holy life. What shall it profit you if you shall suffer the loss of your soul and gain the whole world? Jesus wants you. You got to hook up with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is calling you. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants to give you rest today. Yes, let him revive you. Let him quicken you. Let him touch you today. Let him do a new thing in thy life. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2, say, revive thy work, O Lord. Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2. Revive thy work, O Lord. Who is going to revive the work? It's not you. You can't even revive anybody. I can't even revive anybody. But the Lord God Almighty, our Creator, our Maker, Jesus, God of God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost, is the one to revive his work here on earth, to revive his people, to revive, to bring back to life, to awaken, you know, to rejuvenate, you know, to bring life into something. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. Let that Jesus come into your life now and dwell in you. Yeah, let him dwell in your life. In the name of Jesus, revive thy work, O Lord. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. It will take God to revive the universe. Read through history, everything about revival has been God himself, because you can't even revive anybody. If the Holy Spirit does not revive, nobody can revive. That's why there was that prayer in Psalm 85, verse 6 and 7. Psalm 85, verse 6 and 7. Lord, send down thy revival. Lord, send down thy revival. Yes, there's so much no revival today because the people are prayerless. There's no revival today because the people are compromising. There's no revival today because the people are not seeking God. There's no revival today because the people are not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. They worship him in spirit and in truth. You don't worship God for filthy lucre. See, Jesus said, you seek me for the bread and the fish. You should come to him. Hebrews 11:6. The he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You that cometh to God must believe that God is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is your rewarder for seeking him. There is a reward for seeking God. That you sought God, God is your rewarder. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking God today? Many people are seeking other things. They love the world. You love the world and the things of the world you love. Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God? Where is the love of God in your life? See, the love of God is not there. People love wealth and riches and gold and silver more than God. They love dog. They love goat. They love pets. They love riches. They love everything but God. And when you don't love God, you are failing. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. That is when God will walk. You shall love the Lord the God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. You're not going to love God because of filthy lucre, because of things you are getting, because of what God can give to you, because of blessings. We got to love God because he's the Almighty God. He's our Creator. He's our Redeemer. He's our Heavenly Father. We need to hook up with him today for us to have our revival. God wants to revive you. God wants to revive your family. But are you seeking the Almighty God? Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Jehovah Jireh, hallowed be thy name. Jehovah Rapha, hallowed be thy name. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Jehovah Jireh, hallowed be thy name. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life whole again, Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Holy Spirit, move us now. Do a new thing in us. I pray that you have a visitation from the Almighty. I pray that God will come in and do a new thing in your life, that you will never be the same again. Holy Spirit, do something new in your life. In the name of Jesus, open up and pray right now. Let Jesus come into your life and do a new thing. He's your Savior, he's your Redeemer, he's your Healer. He's the one that quickens you. He's the one that anoints you with his Spirit, with his power. Yes, receive him into your heart. Let him do a new thing in you today. In the name of Jesus. Yes, feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. And you can reach us on the phone for prayer or counseling. Area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899, or 202-0710, 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you, we love you, and we say God bless you abundantly. As you continue to pray this prayer of revival, I see heaven open for you. As you continue to pray for revival, I see divine favor, divine grace. I see the light of God shining on you. Darkness must go, and there must be light to your foundation. And every darkness must disappear from your life and from your family, from your home. In the name of Jesus, Jesus is the light of God. When light comes, darkness must go. Jesus is the light of God. When light comes, darkness must go. Let the light of God shine in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light shine into your soul. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light shine into your soul. Jesus is the light of the world. Let the light of Jesus shine in you today. And let every darkness disappear. Yes, receive that light into your home, into your family. In the name of Jesus, may the light of God dwell in you richly. May you be the light of the world. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. When you light a lamp, you don't put it under the table. You put it on top of the hill for everyone to see. We are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Your light must shine. And let everyone come to the light of Jesus in you. We are the salt of the earth. Yes, you don't have to lose your taste. The salt of the earth. We, the Christians, the believers, we are the salt of the earth. May you be the salt of the earth. May people taste you and look for God and look for Jesus. May your life preach Christ to people. May they see Christ in you and turn to the Lord. May they not see the worldliness and flesh in the name of Jesus. May you be what God wants you to be. May you be a vessel and an instrument of honor in the hands of God. May God use you to bring revival to planet Earth. May you be the instrument that God will use today. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your fire down. Send that fire, also send that rain. So he that sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your fire down. Send that fire, also send that rain. So heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your fire down. Send that fire, also send that rain to heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your fire down. Send that fire, also send that rain to heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Yes, Lord, we want to be the Elijah of today. Yes, Lord, through us, you will send your fire upon this earth. Lord, send down another Elijah. We are the Elijah of today, whom you will use to raise the dead and heal the sick and do signs and wonders. The Elijah that will turn the world back to God. Make us the Elijah today. Lord, send us another Elijah. Make us the prophetic Elijah of today, who will turn the nations back to God. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your fire down. Send thy fire, also send thy rain. To heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Lord, send another Elijah here to bring your fire down. Send thy fire, also send thy rain. To heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah here. Yes, may God make you the Elijah of today. May you be the Elijah of today, who will turn the nations back to God, who will prove to them that there is a living God that created heaven and earth. We are not serving dead God. We are not serving Baal. We are not the prophets of Baal. We are the true prophets of God. We have come to demonstrate that Jesus Christ is Lord over the whole earth. Yes, is the name of Jesus. Yes, is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he has done it again. My cup is full and it's running over. He has done it again. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he has done it again. My cup is full and it's running over. He has done it again. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he has done it again. My cup is full and it's running over. He has done it again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. He will not change. He is here today, just like it was days before. May you have faith in him and have trust and confidence in him. May you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. As a fellow child and in the name of the Lord, may you really be blessed. May you really be blessed. Please do us a favor by emailing this link, forward this message, email it, forward it to everyone you know all over the world. Email it to them, send it to them, forward it to them. Let them also enjoy this revival of the Holy Ghost that is going through this broadcast today. Let them know that God is sending them revival. Let them receive the revival of the Holy Ghost, not the revival of man, but the revival of Jesus, the revival of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah.